This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm the Dugger, and Jay Kirshner is here with me, so she's digging the Dugger. We can all dig. That's what my old handle used to be. And Bob Kay, who is my lifelong friend, pretty much my lifelong friend. I didn't mean he's pretty much my friend, but he's pretty much been around for most of my life. He's still hanging on here, he and I working together. We started fiddling around at WBZ back in 1968. It's been an interesting run through the years of our careers. At any rate, he loves to, because what I used to say when I was on the FM rock station in Boston, I was teaching school. I did an afternoon program on FM 105.7, which is now WROR. It was WVBF then, or WKOXFM actually. And so I didn't use my name. I used Doug. I was FM Douglas on that station. I used Doug Williams on another station. I was silly things because I didn't want people to know who I was in case I was bad. Now, I don't really care. Here I am. You like me.
Wait, did your students at the time know that you also did afternoons on a rock station?
Yes.
Were you the most popular professor?
I was the teacher. The girls liked me. The boys didn't. That's pretty much the way it boiled down. But one of the things, one of the slogans, because I was FM Douglas, you were digging the Dugger. The days when we had so silly, those just slogans that meant nothing. WBZ was W Beatles-Z when the Beatles were popular. So anyway, on my station, you were digging the Dugger on FM 105. Okay, anyway, enough of that stuff. Let's go. I've been truly blessed, though. I mean, really and truly, when you look at the things that I have experienced and done in my life, it's kind of a great story, and I'm happy. I'm not a braggart, but I do take pride in being able to survive, frankly, in a field where the survival rate's not too good, especially for as many years as I've been on. So it's kind of cool.
You've done so many realms of broadcast amongst so many other positions, like teaching, like being a farmer. Have you ever considered a memoir?
People ask me all the time to write a book. And I just don't, that's not me. Megan and I started to write a book a number of years ago about talk radio hosts, and we interviewed a whole ton of them. I still have the notes in a box somewhere around the house. Megan and I took on a tour. We went around the country. This was, it seemed to me, was the year before she got her DPhil at Oxford. She had some time off, so we took a trip. We took a trip around the country, and then we also took a trip to Africa, and she was my producer, and we had a wonderful, it was a great experience, it really was, and so out of that came the seeds of a book. And I just didn't, I don't know, it doesn't feel important to me. Maybe at some point, because there have been a lot of great experiences that I've had over the years, great stories, but I tell most of them on the air, frankly. And so that perhaps makes it, takes the...
So let's hire somebody to be your ghostwriter and go through all the archives of your shows, and they can do it all for you.
Yeah. Okay. You're on.
Because it has to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go ahead and advocate for that.
Okay. Here's the story from Ohio. A medical student has died after taking a 102-mile bike ride for cancer research. Wow. Matthew Fisher is my son-in-law's name. Mason Fisher was at the 100-mile mark of his 102-mile ride, and he passed out, and then he died.
Isn't
he was
that
in Columbus,
awful?
Ohio. Yeah.
Well,
the heat had to have been. Wasn't the heat a factor in this? What happened to him?
Well, his family says that he had a heart-related issue towards the end, and that he did have some type of syndrome. It's a rare syndrome that makes cancer more likely, and that's why he was writing for this. His mother is a cancer survivor. He lost a friend to cancer. This was actually his third time doing this. So some type of heart-related issue ended up just 2 miles left to go. It's so awful. He was only 27.
That's lousy. Well, listen, you have to think about your life and how every day is a blessing. You live every day to the fullest, as trite as it sounds. You listen to some of the stories, you're exposed to some of the stuff that we are here, which talk about it day in and day out. The world is a fabulous place. It's full of hope, full of heartache, full of experiences, full of death-defying feats that we talk about all the time. Because it's not a singular place. No, this is what bugs me about people who have a myopic view of the world. Everything should be like this. I remember the guy that I worked for, I was the ops manager of WEI in Boston in the mid-80s. And the guy who owned the station said, the world would be a better place if everybody was a Catholic and a Republican. And he believed that. And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now, yeah, what's wrong with that? So, listen, to each his own. Not necessarily my world. Children at an Illinois daycare have been exposed, perhaps, maybe, possibly, to monkeypox, because one of the people in the daycare center has it. So, now, they screen these children for monkeypox. Why would they have it? And back to what Ken Kronhaus has said, one of the doctors associated here, Jack Stockwell as well, talking about monkeypox in each of their weekly hour-long broadcasts that you can hear on a lot of these same stations. What is monkeypox? Is it something to be worried about? This youngsters now will get a vaccine because they were exposed to this employee who tested positive for the virus. My question is, why is he there? Why was he in proximity? Why was he anywhere close to these kids? Was it his doing? Was it lax supervision? What is it, and what do we learn from this more than anything else?
Well, what do you mean by lax supervision?
Well, if they knew this fellow had a, if you can tell by looking at somebody whether they've got it or not. You can look at their skin, mostly at the hands and wrists area of your body. Sometimes it's on your back, but the swelling and the boils and the bubbles are going to be on the back of your wrist for the most part.
Oh, so, yeah, well, he probably was working. The employee was probably working and then noticed the rash, perhaps, and then got tested and everything. No. We don't know if that person was continuing to work.
I don't want to jump to conclusions. Right, exactly. Anyway, he's isolated now and he's okay, this guy. And they give shots to all of the children.
Yeah, any of the kids whose parents are saying, like, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. Because the vaccines for monkeypox is typically for adults. Mm-hmm. But they're like, you know what? Go ahead if you want
the kids to have them. Would you get a shot? Would you, as a mother?
For Matt?
Yeah, would you get a shot for yourself? Would you, if monkeypox vaccine was available to you, which it's not, because they don't have enough of it, only to people who might be,
I probably personally wouldn't, just because I don't think I'm in the demographic where, though research is showing that the outbreak is being driven by sex between men, it is being emphasized that anybody with close contact with people, whether you are, like, holding each other or hugging, I'm a very, like, don't touch me person.
Right.
So
leave me alone.
Yeah, and then I trust my husband that he doesn't have any extracurricular activities in our marriage. So
there you go.
I feel like I'm pretty much safe for this. Even
pretty
when we
safe.
Go to concerts, yeah. I am not a general standing room person because I do not like people in my personal space. If I can feel your body heat, you are way too close to me.
See you later. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the idea of understanding what this is and who it impacts, I see a trajectory of numbers going up every day. So there's about 7,500 cases that have been reported here in our country, and like number around the world. It's not like, mostly in Africa. And so because more people travel to the United States from other parts of the world than anywhere else, more likely to be here. But anyway,
well, the experts are saying that when it's the concern for kids getting it is more so about the parents getting it themselves. The best thing that parents can do to protect their kids is to make sure they do not contract it because of the way it spreads, and it's more likely to spread through households. So it's like close contact, like cuddling or holding your child or sharing drinks with your child or something like that. So they're saying it's don't be concerned about sending your kids to school with this. It's the best thing you can do for your kid is you keep from getting it.
Yeah, that's it. Be careful and be smart. I think those are the watchwords here. 15, almost 16 past the hour. More on China after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right, so I was talking earlier. I've always got something to say about the Chinese because the government's no good, and it's too bad that people are succumbing to, you know, the propaganda from the government. They're the same as the Russians are, and not that we don't have our own propaganda here. We sure as heck do. But we seem to have the ability to strain it in some way, shape, or form, put it through a filter. So when I was talking earlier about most of the problems that we're having with food in our country, salmonella, E. coli, the packaged food, most of it originates, most of those problems are coming from China, packaged food there. You have no idea. And that's one of the things I do with the farm and family stuff. You have no idea how much of your food now is tainted by being connected to the Chinese government. They own Smithfield, the pork product producer. It's an American company. They own it. And now here's another story. You're going to love this one. There's a company in Utah that is selling apparel, and the apparel has been made in China. Well, people are beginning to object big time. As I reflect on my experiences, I won't buy stuff that's made in China. I just keep looking. Well, apparently that has taken off, and a lot of people are trying to stay away from Chinese stuff. So this company called Lions Not Sheep and its owner, Seth Whalen, have been slapped with a couple $100,000 fine after the Federal Trade Commission found the company taking the tags that said made in China on their crap and replacing them with fake made in USA labels. So how much of this is going on that we don't know about, right?
Mm-hmm. It really
Think about
makes
that.
You question because they sell these things on their website, Etsy, and Amazon.
T-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets. So they all have a lot of social media channels are pushing this stuff, and one of the shirts is "Give Violence a Chance." Yeah, that'd be great, huh? It's jeepers crow. Who is crazy enough to want this stuff? And then we find out that all the stuff is made in China, which is a double whammy. Come on, folks. Let's make life a little better, not worse. 21 after the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell.
As soon as the baby has a flowing bloodstream, which it has in the first trimester of life, it needs to start developing a defensive system against the things that would threaten its own health that can even exist inside the womb. So that education process starts very early in the development of that baby's life.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Sometimes we call this gossip. Sometimes we call this social media trending. Sometimes we call this Doug's dirt. Whatever it is.
Here's salacious celebrity scandals. Right.
So, Prince Harry's infamous Las Vegas romp and the underwear from that.
Wasn't he like playing strip poker and all these things? And poor shame for who the quote-unquote friends who he thought he was safe and just having fun. And
this is 10 years ago, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So who's kept his underwear for 10 years?
The former stripper who had it.
The stripper did, right, exactly.
Obviously.
So she's gonna sell it. How much would you pay for Prince Harry's underwear?
Personally?
Silence, yeah.
No, thank you. Let the man live his life.
Yeah, well,
hasn't she already made money off of this? Apparently she put it out on loan to Vegas's Vegas Erotic Heritage Museum for public display, and now she's selling it. And the starting bid is supposed to be $10,000. However, if the bidding reaches $800,000, then the winner will receive a vintage bottle of 1996 Dom Perignon Rosé wrapped in 24-karat gold.
Good God.
Get real.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The rest of it is just doesn't need to be repeated on a family program.
How he's called a bore now? You don't want to repeat any of that?
Well, and
they want to reminisce on when he used to be the fun guy, and
right.
Now he's just a bore with a wife and kids. For shame, who does that?
We all
who
grow up
that like life.
I actually never did that when I was a kid. Did you, your husband, anybody in your family ever do anything, or if they did, would you know about it? I guess is the question. Who's going to tell you? I went to a strip club and danced.
A random Vegas romp where the stripper kept your underwear. I don't know anybody personally like that, but who's to say?
Okay, Ashton Kutcher has revealed that he has an autoimmune disorder that has left him unable to see, to hear, and to walk. Wow. This comes and goes, though, I think, doesn't it?
Well, this also goes to show how celebrities, it's like, oh, we know everything about them anymore. Nah. Well, if they really don't want you to know something, you don't know it. Because he went through this where he could not speak. He lost his hearing. He lost his vision. He lost his ability to walk. And it took him about a full year to work and regain all of those senses and abilities back.
It's we never knew about this. Yeah, right. Very rare autoimmune disorder. Cause inflammation of the blood vessels, restricted blood flow, and there are a lot of different types of it. So some of it affect at least one organ in your body. And
it's very rare for it to affect multiple.
Right. He said you don't appreciate it until it's gone. Yeah, I guess that would be. Yeah. I like him. There's something about him that just is very appealing in terms of just how he carries himself, how he lives his life, and he seems to be pretty happy with Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Right? Who is he married to before?
Yeah, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, that's right.
Demi Moore, yeah.
Listen, we all have our experiences, right? It's kind of like the Pete Davidson thing with Kardashian. And what's happened with that? Boy, apparently she was totally exhausted by trying to keep up with him. That was the end of that. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly. All for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is moving ahead to November's Senate election against Republican Senator Ron Johnson, after clinching the Democrat nomination on Tuesday.
I just want everybody to take a look around this room and realize that we are more united than we have ever been before in this state.
Elon Musk sold more than $6.9 billion in Tesla shares. That's according to new filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission on Tuesday. The sell-off comes weeks after the Tesla CEO's bid to withdraw a $44 billion agreement to buy Twitter and ensuing legal battle. A federal judge in California on Tuesday ruled that 3 golfers who joined the Saudi Arabian-backed LIV tournament will not be able to compete in the PGA Tour postseason. It's the latest ruling in a legal battle between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you feel as if the Department of Justice is politically biased and is intentionally prosecuting political opponents, you're not alone. Former senior advisor to President Trump, Stephen Miller, gives Fox News his perspective.
It's best to see this as one continuing, never stopping witch hunt that begins with the Russia collusion hoax, that continues through the Ukraine hoax, the Ukraine impeachment, that continues through the effort to paint the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation, to plant a false story about Russian bounties right before the election, and then, of course, the Whitmer kidnapping plot as an October surprise, all the way through present day. The key thing to understand in all of this, though, is that the president controls classification authority. It is blatantly unlawful and unconstitutional to even suggest that archivists would be able to say, not the president, what is and isn't classified. So this is entirely a pretextual basis.
One of nature's best celestial shows is coming back this weekend. NASA says the Perseids meteor shower will have a peak of 50 to 100 meteors per hour and are known for occasional fireballs, larger and longer lasting explosions of light and color that come from larger comet fragments. The optimum viewing this year will be Friday night into early Saturday morning. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Laughlin, we all know the issues that she's been in with that college admission scandal, and she served a couple months in probation or in prison and has a 2-year probation. Well, she's required to get approval from a judge before leaving the country. Now, she wants to get on with her life, obviously, and she has a role for a film to be determined what that film actually is. However, we do know that she does a lot with the Hallmark Channel, so maybe there's a Christmas movie coming up, but it's going to be filming in Canada. And so she has to get a judge to sign off to allow her to travel, and that's been approved. That's great, right? Well, yeah. Canada is also super strict on allowing people with criminal records to come on over who have a felony, which Lori Loughlin has pleaded guilty. Do you remember when all of this was going on, Doug? She was there were so many other families that did this. Celebrity Felicity Huffman was immediately like, yeah, I'm guilty, whatever.
Handles a lot better, though.
Yeah. She's like, just let me, punish me, do whatever. Let's get on with this. Mm-hmm. Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo, were pretty big on saying, like, no.
Yeah,
they're like, no, blatant. We were taken advantage of. We didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. So it's prolonged.
Somebody else's fault.
I kind of feel like they got the grunt, like they got the worst punishment from everything because they didn't accept responsibility right away. But anyway, Canada has to decide whether or not they're going to allow her to come. So she's now waiting on that, and it's to be determined.
Great lesson in that story. Okay, so here, what's the lesson in this story? This nurse that last week went into whatever mode she was in, drove was La Brea and what was the other, the cross street in Los Angeles? I forget the the La Brea and
I know it was just on the tip of my tongue and it totally left me. But
yeah, anyway, not important to the story.
Yeah, in the Southern California area, mm-hmm. she was going 90 miles per hour.
She killed six people. So now she faces six counts of murder. Good. What goes on, you know, people use a car as a weapon. The Anne Heche thing has something connected, not connected to this particular story, but there's something going on. When people get out, they drink too much or they do drugs or whatever it is, and then they feel like it's okay for them. Maybe they're just angry. Okay, I'm getting in my car and I'm going to drive mm-hmm. somewhere and everybody be damned.
Or the thought process that it's not going to happen to me. This might happen to other people, but I can get away with this. It's not going to happen to me. And hey, she almost hit a pedestrian going through a stop sign. That woman in the house that caught fire, she could have been killed. Fortunately, everybody was okay, essentially. Anne Heche is not doing well. But this woman, the nurse, 90 miles per hour, went straight through a red light.
Well, she apparently, according to the prosecutor, has been involved in a number of prior collisions all over the country. Crash a couple of years ago in which two vehicles were totally destroyed and a number of people were injured. So why does this woman have a license?
Yeah.
We need to take away people's licenses when they get involved in things like this. There's just mm-hmm. too much lax supervision, just not enough stringent stuff.
And they were saying there's no evidence of alcohol being a factor in the deadly incident, even though the crash remains under investigation.
Some
so
people
really
just suck
genuinely
at
awful
driving.
Human being.
Seriously, some people should not have a license. Frankly, there are a lot of people on the road that have no business. Most of them are younger people, but for the most, and older people too, frankly. If you can't pass a driver's test. I think some states require you when you get to a certain age, and I may be getting close now. I was looking at my driver's license the other day, and it expires this year. And so whether I don't think I have to take another driver's test, but I'd be happy to. I'd like to take a driver's test on a tractor. How about that? Why couldn't you take a driver's test except there's no place for the registry guy to, you know, he could stand on the back of the
tractor. Sit on your lap? Is this too close for you?
Yeah, maybe a little bit too close.
Well, I know this is unpopular opinion, but I'm a fan of the idea of having to, it doesn't matter your age, but having to have a driver's...
Retested.
Yeah,
yep.
You have to be the written test every so many years, then a few, you know, some years a little bit more apart that you have to get in the car and do the in-car sessions because some people forget. I can't tell you how many accidents I've seen that were just pure stupidity, like a slow-rolling red light accident because somebody was looking at their phone and didn't realize that their foot came off their brake ever so slightly. Or people who they stop the car because they're trying to punch something into their navigation and they don't pull off to the side of the road. They just stop in the road.
Do you do that? I pull off to the side of the road when I'm doing that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. I'll pull off complete, like not even just the side of the road. I'll pull into, like find a public area, pull into a gas station or groceries, you know, a store or something. But this is, you're driving down the road and they just put on their brakes, they put on their hazards, and they just sit there
just
on the road.
Selfish. The world is full, and most of them are millennials, but not all of them. Selfish. It's all about me.
I resent that statement.
Me. Well, it's a gear. You're the exception to the millennial rule. That's why you're here. This woman, back to this woman, 13 infractions on her driver's license. Why in the world? What's the point of having a license if it's not revoked?
Yeah.
Gross. It just is.
That's how many points is that even? 13 different infractions. Because isn't it, 12 points? Or what's the point system? Before you lose your license,
I don't know. I don't have it in Massachusetts. I'm not sure how it works. I know that some states have a point system. But anyway, so and somebody on social media said, "Why is it always that the idiots who drive like this live, and the other people die?" Yeah, I think that all that those poor families. She wasn't even drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, one of the families, they were off to a prenatal appointment. It was a man, a woman, their 11-month-old child, and she was pregnant. They were going to a prenatal appointment. Yeah. All of them killed instantly.
So, in her car, She's got a seatbelt on, and there are all those things that protect you when you're in your car. But what about protecting the people who are the victims of your bad driving?
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't realize when they're driving what they have control of. They don't understand the power of the car. They don't understand the dynamics of the car. You know, they don't. They just, you get anything to drive in. That's it. There's no, when you have driver's ed, there's nobody teaching you how the car works. This is what the engine is all about. This is how the engine works. This is how the brakes work. This is how the rear end works. This is how, you know, there should be, when you're taking driver's ed, they should be teaching you about the car. And parents, frankly, you should know more about cars, and you should be teaching that to your children. But if you look at the video of this crash, it's insanity. How? Why in the world this woman has a license? When you look, you really dig around. Good Lord, it's just I don't know. It's imagine yourself a moment you're driving, and then somebody hits you. Or in this circumstance, you know, you're driving. She was going to the doctor, right? And now they're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that family who was excited to welcome a new baby,
yeah,
like the extended family welcoming a new baby for this family, now they've lost all of them.
Yeah. This woman goes to jail for the rest of her life, and that would be a big lesson in it. A lot of her, I see that some of her record has been redacted. Why would that be? She knows somebody?
That is interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Crazy stuff. 107 miles. I don't want to keep talking about it. It's annoying. Here from Los Angeles, here's something else that's annoying. Might as well do two LA annoying stories at the same time. This is the story of the Board of Supervisors in Los Angeles voting unanimously. Here we go. United States of America and the state of California. One not necessarily equal to the other. So the Board of Supervisors votes last week unanimously, with no discussion, to allow the county to no longer require citizenship for government jobs. So what's the benefit of being an American citizen if you live in L.A.? As a matter of fact, there's probably a disincentive because they have so weighted everything in the other direction. If you want to work for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, anybody, they can, you know, you don't have to be. It's just crazy what goes on there. It is crazy. Anyway, according to the motion, the new policy ensures that applicants for employment are fairly and equitably considered without regard to national origin, citizenship, or other non-merit factors. So it's non-meritorious to not be a citizen of the country when you're applying for a county job. God, these people are nuts. They really are. The supervisors say L.A. County is a community of immigrants from every corner of the world. Okay, so what? Does that mean that we've now discounted the value of being an American? And it's just as it's equally as important to come from some other place? The motion included exceptions for positions where U.S. citizenship is required by state and federal law. Yeah. So, what is that? Is this just one of those many things in Los Angeles?
It's not like they're talking about naturalized citizenship. It's just in general that anybody who wants to come over, go through the system properly,
it's
become
a barrier,
an American citizen.
They made a statement, being a citizen is a barrier to employment. Yeah, right. Okay.
And those are the employers that want to underpay and overwork.
God. And here I am. I'm getting ready to plop down my rent for the wintertime so that I can spend the winter in California with my children. I so object. I mean, I love living there. Frankly, I love the energy of Southern California. But it is getting beyond reasonable, way beyond reasonable, whatever impact it has. It's like blaming a dog for climate change. That's what somebody, there's the animal rescue people in Los Angeles have been confronting some I have to talk to Warren about this.
Or blaming women for gun violence.
Yeah, right. Hey. Ah! Crazy. 46 after the hour. Hackers take aim. We'll talk about that after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Time for us to help you get healthy the correct way. El Correctamundo. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors. So let's talk about the dog days of summer sale and fast shipping.
Right now, it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. So it's a great time to stock up and save big. It's like paying half price. It's on our website, toploss.com. Or you can call us toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great people working at Calitrin, at your service and on your side. All right, 48 after the hour. Just a quick note, a friend of mine's father and mother live near a field that I mow the hay on. And I was over there last night, and the house is destroyed. So I'm looking at the house, and I'm thinking, okay, there was a news story last week about a lightning strike on a house in Southborough, Mass., which is the next town from me, and turns out it was this guy's house. And I went by it, and it's like a total loss. The lightning hit the house and drilled a hole in the roof and started a fire. And there were, you know, there's a machine there tearing the house down now. House is only about 12 years old. Hit it, smack dab on.
Oh, really, man.
Imagine that.
That's so scary. That's so, absolutely.
Taiwan University websites hacked, vandalized. So where are these hackers from? Were they inside the university or the outside? They were, this is something rather interesting. This had to do with Nancy Pelosi being there and their support of her. So it's got to be an inside job, right?
You have to wonder, or if it's an inside job, if it's something relating to China, because all the home pages of two websites said One China.
Yeah, okay. See you later. It's 10 before the hour.
Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking...
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of good news, the concept of helping people, that's higher in the list of priorities of Dr. Jack Stockwell. He is here on Good Day Health. He is, what I put two words together there, Jack. He's here. He's here. He's here and now. So, Ashton Kutcher, the actor, has told a story that this autoimmune disease, that this disorder that's called vasculitis, he had. He couldn't speak. I was just thinking I wasn't going to. Well, yeah, I think I should bring this up with you as I slurred my own words there for a moment. The idea that he might have something that is very rare. In your mind, this is an autoimmune disorder that perhaps could be the result of getting shots. Yes?
Well, that's one of the number one side effects that are being reported worldwide, is the irritation to the lining of the blood vessels. Vasculitis simply means that. Itis is an inflammation, and vascu referring to the vascular system. Primarily the arterial system. Doesn't seem to be so much a problem with the venous, the, you know, the blood return.
Mm-hmm.
But the blood vessels that are carrying the oxygen to the cells, arteries, the arterioles, the capillaries, clotting, just massive clotting, and it's the inflammation to the lining of the blood vessel that is leading to the clotting problem, and especially what we're seeing with myocarditis and pericarditis in people 20, 30 years much younger getting those problems now over the last 2 years than they have for a long time. So it depends on who's going to take the risk. There's more and more doctors coming forward now saying, hey, listen, if we just look at our own research that's being published, these mRNA vaccines are leading to serious irritation and inflammation of the blood vessels. Now, someone's going to come along and say, no, it's autoimmune. Someone else is going to say, well, we need to look at this a little closer.
Speaking of looking at this. Things closer. Here's a way for you to get healthy the right way, losing weight, keeping it off. Dr. Jack brought to you in part by Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs. What it does have are three of the building blocks of life that help you put your body back into order after you've lost a lot of weight. Aloe vera. Jack loves collagen protein, digestive enzymes, all part of the mix here of this product that's made in our country. It's been trusted as a way to fix the weight problem for 25 years. 86% success rate. That's what people report to the company. They don't have to, but they do because they're so satisfied. So take a shot at this yourself. If you're trying to lose weight and keep it off, go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Toploss.com. Use Doug as the discount code. You get free shipping. 90 days of the product free. The dog days of summer sale continue, and it sure as heck is the dog days of summer. Check it all out. Lose the weight, keep it off the natural way with Calitrin at toploss.com. So, the idea that processed foods is hurting your brain, something that has come out this past week from the Alzheimer's Association. This is no news, though, is it? Really?
No, no. Anytime, every step that we take to make something last on the shelf, in the sense of shelf life, we have to remove something from it that will spoil. I mean, that's only common sense is what they're trying to do. And then in place of what can spoil, and the things that spoil the quickest in food, once it's been picked off of a vine or a tree or out of the ground or the branch or bush or whatever else, the most valuable aspect of that for our nutrition is the first thing to go bad, which is why, you know, we try to eat things in their season. And as far as processed foods are concerned, then those things are kind of removed or neutralized during the processing to put it in a box, a bag, or a can so that then it has months and months of shelf life.
This,
and the more our food choices come from that source, the more malnutritive our bodies are going to be.
So in this overview, they cite noodles, sugary drinks, frozen meals. Even two cookies can affect your health.
Yeah.
All right, so let's fast forward into this blueberry thing that we have a couple of seconds to talk about. Blueberries, why not eat blueberries instead of whatever somebody's making as a blueberry pill?
Well, right? Either a blueberry pill or some kind of memory pill or some kind of Alzheimer preventive pill. The European Journal of Nutrition had a study recently published that older adults, even with mild to moderate dementia, who just drank the anthocyanin, that's the chemical that's so important, had improvements in memory and speech. The best thing to do is to eat these blueberries or any other bluish purple food as the right stuff for cognitive function.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, good day health.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.